2 minutes. Got to get a 2 minute commercial breakout, and we'll come right back. Drivers, 51 minutes after. Good morning. Welcome. It's the Open Road Cafe. You got the morning show here on Road Dog Trucking, Sirius 147. It's the Ask the Law Marathon. It's May 31st, 2006, and we're live on the air with the Ask the Law program brought to you as a public service by Alcoa Wheel Products and the Open Road Cafe. With us are R.J. Taylor from Old Blue USA and the Senior Trooper Monty Dial from the Texas Highway Patrol, and the information and answers to the questions are up to date and can change without notice. So we're going to roll on through these phone calls. And drivers, thanks for being patient. We're trying to get everybody on board this morning. So if you get a busy signal, just keep on trying. Persistence is going to be the key with this. If you don't get in today, we're going to be doing the whole thing again tomorrow. So be sure and join us back on the program. Charlie in Connecticut is next up. Charlie, good morning. You're on with Trooper Monty Dial.
Hello.
Morning, sir. How are you?
Not too bad. I got a question about a logbook.
Sure, go ahead.
I live in New York, and the main office is in New York. I leave on Sunday evening to come to Connecticut, run Connecticut all week. Do I have to run a grid logbook all week, or can I run it coming down and then switch to a short haul out of Connecticut? Can I switch to running the exempt logbook and then go back to grid logbook to go back to New York at the end of the week?
Okay, Charlie, that's a good question. When you're in Connecticut, do you start and stop from the same location?
Yes, sir.
Okay, does the company keep some type of record showing what time you started, what time you ended your day, and how many hours you worked?
Just what I would put on the logbook exemption, which would be not over 11 driving and not over 14 working with a 10-hour break.
Okay, but
there's no time clock, no.
No, well, it doesn't have to be a time clock, but it has to be some type of document that shows what time you started, what time you ended, and how many hours you worked.
A document that the company keeps or a document that I keep that I turn into the company?
Something that you turn into the company, because the company's going to have those records.
Well, that would be the logbook exemption.
Okay.
I guess what I'm asking is, do you have to run a grid logbook to cross the state line if you're within 100 air mile of where you're dispatched out of all week?
No, it doesn't make any difference whether you cross the line, state line or not. It's boiled down to the air mile radius. If you stay within 100 air miles when you're in Connecticut, then
okay,
all you have to do is log from New York to Connecticut. Now you can switch over and run the exempt log or some type of time record. And then when you go back to New York, you have to log because you're now changing your work reporting location.
Okay. Now, while I'm in Connecticut, I sleep in the sleeper of the truck. Does that make a difference?
No.
Okay, I'm just making sure that I don't need a motel receipt or something like that in case I get stopped.
No, you don't have to have a receipt.
Okay.
Let me ask you this, though, before we move on. Whenever you go to sleep every night, is it at the same location?
Yes, it's at the same location I pull out of.
Okay, that's fine. That's all that's required.
I wake up and go to sleep at the same place. This might be a different parking spot in the parking lot.
No, that's fine. As long as it's the same location that you started from, that you end, and it could be that truck stop, if that's where you bunk down for the night, and you've had 10 hours off before you start the next shift, then you can use the exempt log and just run it Tuesday or, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday you drive back home. Then you would fill a logbook out.
Okay, now I attach the grid log to the exempt log?
No. No, you don't need to do that because you're going to turn them both in.
Okay. Okay, I was just wanting to make sure about that. The other question has to do with weight. Okay, if you get stopped overweight, can they give you a ticket for overweight plus over axle? Because I know if you're overweight, you're definitely over on an axle. Can they give two tickets at the same time for an overweight, or is it the greater of the two that they take? I know in Maryland, where I'm originally from, you either got an overgross or an overaxle. They never gave you overgross plus overaxle.
I cannot answer that, Charlie. It's going to vary by jurisdiction. I know in Texas, if you're over axle, you get an over axle ticket. If you're over axle and over gross, you're only going to get one ticket.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But
was in Maryland. If he was over axle, you could be under gross and over axle and get an over axle.
Right. But it's going to vary jurisdiction to jurisdiction.
If over gross 2,000 pounds. Over axle 3,000 pounds, they're going to give you an over axle for 3,000 pounds because it's a stiffer fine.
Right, but
in the Northeast, they'll give you a 2,000 pound over gross plus a 4,000 pound over axle, which is two fines, which is really salty. And I was just wondering if that was.
But it's going to vary from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. Charlie, that help you a little bit, man? I got to go to break.
Okay.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you calling.